please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Weber?
Present.
Under public participation, we have Jen Weber, who has signed up to speak. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Okay, you will have 5 minutes if you'll state your name and your address.
Sure.
And please,
I'm Janet Weber.
Real quick.
Why?
Please do not single anybody out. Just make your comments general. Okay, thank you.
Janet Weber. I live at 3135 Roar Road, Wadsworth, Ohio, 44281. I am the president of Local 167 OPSI here at Norton City Schools. I'm here today to talk about your education assistance. My understanding is, and I thought it would be done before I gave my talk, correct me if I'm wrong, Mrs. Bennett.
What's that?
The agenda is going to have something pulled from it tonight. Can you tell me that, yes or no?
We are going to discuss it and then we're going to vote on it. It's my understanding that it likely will be pulled.
All right, because I have two different letters.
We'll take the nice one.
Okay. Your education assistants, many are community members. They are a dedicated group of employees. I want you all to understand that it is not only the possibility of loss of wages or benefits that was very upsetting to these employees. It was the absolute sense of worry that they all felt that they would, who would be taking care of their students if they lost their positions because of the complete elimination of the classification. I want to thank the board in advance for pulling off the agenda tonight the reduction in force of the education assistants at Norton City Schools, so there can be time to review other options. The union believes that both parties can work together within the board's budget to alleviate the total amount of layoffs, which ultimately will benefit the students and the district. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Normally the board doesn't comment when somebody comes up and speaks, but given that all of you are here and we know the importance of this situation. We have said throughout this whole campaign that we knew we were going to have to make cuts, and I'm talking about the levy campaign. None of us want to make any of these cuts. What we wish would have happened is that the community supported our levy. I mean, we've tried for the past 2 years to pass a levy. So this puts us in a very difficult situation. I mean, I look out in this room and I see a lot of faces. I consider a lot of you my friends. So this is not easy for any of us to do. There's a big chunk of money that we have to cut from our budget. We have said all along that we do not want to affect education, students' education. So we have to look at where we can do that. So we're restructuring. We have to. We have no choice. The state requires us to operate in the black. We can't put out a budget that shows us going into the red. So this team, and especially Cindy and Chris and Dana and Stephanie, have worked very hard looking at the numbers and keeping us all informed. So that's where we've come back, and this is where we have looked at that's the way that we can make cuts that doesn't affect education. We're still going to need aides and we're still going to need bus drivers, but it's going to look differently. Now, I'm glad that you all came together and are presenting something different that maybe we can look at and maybe that will work. I don't know. There's no guarantee, but we have to cut a big chunk of money. So if what you propose is a way to do that and we can do it, we'll do it, but we have to make changes. So, you know, and another tough decision that the board is making tonight is pay to participate. We know that that's gonna hurt a lot of families. You know, we've looked at the numbers, we changed the numbers, we brought them down. We're trying to make it as low as possible so that it doesn't affect students' abilities to be involved in sports, clubs, and things like that. We'd rather not do this. But I thank you for speaking, and I thank you for bringing an option to us, and we will consider it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any other public participation? Okay. Under item 3, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Yes.
I would like to have item F removed from the agenda.
And item F speaks specifically to the resolution to reduce what we are talking about, the aides positions. Is there anything else, Pat, Mr. Santelli, that you wanted to add?
Again, we appreciate the fact that you came together and made another proposal, and that's something that we would definitely consider between now and our June 9th meeting.
July 9th meeting.
I hope very much that we're able to work something out where we can save as many jobs as possible and still keep the district in the black. So this is what we're considering right now, and this is why I'm very happy that you came to us with a proposal. Thank you very much.
Is there any other discussion? Call the roll, please.
What are we voting on?
To remove it.
Oh,
oh, we're just agreeing?
Right.
Okay, is there any objection?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's
item
okay.
F will be removed from the agenda. Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 4, board business, can I have a motion to approve the negotiated agreement between Norton Classroom Teachers Association, NCTA, and the Norton City School District Board of Education, which was ratified by the NCTA on May 29th, 2018. This agreement will be in effect from July 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? I just want to point out that the teachers are taking a 0% increase as part of this agreement. So, any other discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Abstain.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Threw me on that one.
I know. Motion carries 4-0-1 abstention. Under item 5, can I have a motion to approve minutes, items A and B?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 6, can I have a motion to approve treasurer's recommendations, item A?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 7, superintendent's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve item A, numbers 1 through 7?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to say a couple things.
Sure.
So certainly, you know, we're dealing with a number of things with personnel, including some retirement. I know I was able to speak with Barb Moore before her last day, and so thankful for anyone's contributions to a school district. And again, like we talk about, the impact that the educators have on our students is greatly appreciated, and there are a number of people on the list. I want to pay particular attention to number 2. Many of you know him. I will tell you that when a man calls your house at 3 o'clock in the morning to begin conversations about a snow day, that you get to know each other really, really well. And on those cold mornings, you know, I'm able to be at my house with a cup of coffee and he's driving around Norton giving me thoughts and making additional contacts. But that's like this much of the relationship that a new superintendent was able to share with the transportation supervisor. So as I came back to Norton, he claims that he was here when I was here as a kid, but he doesn't look that old to me. But I just have a deep appreciation for the, you know, the friendship and the professional advice and just the discussions that he and I were able to have about a lot of things this year. And maybe I have known him for a really long time, but I feel as if personally I gained an additional friend. And it's not really a goodbye, right? I mean, you live pretty close to the school, so I'm sure we're going to continue to call upon you. But I just want to thank you for your years of service. I think we're at 37 right now?
I'm in my 38th.
In your 38th. I'm sorry I cut a year off of your career. And we'd really appreciate it if you feel as if you could say something. You have a lot of people here in the stands tonight.
You don't ever ask me not to talk.
You haven't been here long enough to learn that.
We're going to go ahead and start the clock up here.
Yeah.
I think you got 3 minutes.
We'll sit back.
Can you get that little wand thing for me?
Yeah.
I can do that really good. There's not a person here that I haven't shook hands with because you've been through my office, every one of you. Don't say you haven't because you have. Fingerprinted every one of you. And that's the good thing about this is I know all of you, every one of you. It's been a pleasure. I really didn't expect this and kind of caught me off guard. I was just kind of coming up here to listen. But it's been a pleasure, and Norton has afforded me the opportunity to learn other things other than transportation. I have learned how to tend bar without serving any liquor, because every time one walks into my office at the end of the day, white shirt, bow tie, bar towel, and I'm listening to you. And then when you leave, it's done. So that is part of the whole job, is being with people. And the snow days are wondrous. Never had one in my life. I was given one after the fact, but never had one in my life. But it was it's been a really wonderful trip. And to keep the big yellows going, keep them moving, keep everybody off of everybody's back, doesn't go without having a good team. I have. And
thank you for all your great work. Deeply appreciated.
Is there any further discussion?
You know, we can still vote no.
All right.
Just saying.
Call the roll, please.
Well, that would be
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
With reservation, yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item B, can I have a motion to approve items B through E?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Where did we end? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Jennifer. No, okay. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item G, can I have a motion to approve the elimination of the secretary office assistant position at the high school 7.5 hours?
Second.
Any discussion?
So we had a retirement at the high school this year, and she's not gone yet, still doing a little bit of work for us. Mr. Carmody worked with Mrs. Weber and the creation of a new secretary position. We did not have a secretary position for the high school that we needed. So the job was posted, and I believe interviews either have occurred, they're on their way, so we'll be looking forward to a new person greeting our high school students when they come to school next year.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes, motion carries 5-0. Under item H, can I have a motion to approve the creation of the high school secretary position, 7.5 hours?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Can I say one other quick thing about that?
Sure.
I'm sorry. I should have added as part of that, the position that Mary is in right now is the secretary office assistant, and we were not looking to replace that. We were looking to add a high school secretary. They look very similar, but they're actually two different positions, which is what I should have said. Thank you.
Can I have a motion to approve items I and J?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item K, can I have a motion to approve the implementation of a participation fee effective August 1st, 2018, for athletics, clubs, band, and co-curricular activities in grades 6 through 12 that are supported by stipends for the sponsor? The purpose of this fee is to offset the expenses the district incurs while providing comprehensive athletic programs, clubs, band, and co-curricular activities. Fees will be $100 for high school athletics and band, $50 for middle school athletics, and $25 for high school and middle school clubs and activities. There will be a $350 cap per family. The district will release necessary paperwork to our families prior to July 1st, 2018.
So moved.
Any discussion?
The only thing I wanted to add is one question. I had the $350 cap, that is per year, correct?
Correct.
Not per season, so it is
no,
per year.
Per year.
And I would like to add that when it says band, being of that persuasion, is specifically co-curricular extracurricular band. This is not part of the curriculum. This is not the band that the students take during the fifth period, the band end.
So
specifically for marching band.
Okay.
And districts who initiate a pay to participate fee, it's important for everyone in the school system and the families and taxpayers to know this will offset a small portion of what it costs for us to run our athletics, which we obviously care about and love. All of our extracurricular activities and our athletics, very important components of our students' lives. So we're in a spot right now where we need to work with our community on this.
And we looked at different numbers. I mean, we all had input on what the numbers should be. We've tried to keep it as low as possible so that we're not prohibiting students from doing what they want to do while attending school here. So, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve item L, approve the following list of school fees for Norton Primary, Norton Elementary, and Norton Middle School, items 1 through 3. Any discussion?
I'll just comment on this if I can. These are not anything that's extra money to the district. This is strictly what we pay out for what the students take home. Math workbooks, science workbooks, any kind of consumables that the students use throughout the day. This is nothing that goes into the coffers for the school district at all. It's just strictly what we have to spend the money on.
And you will see that for a lot of the grades, it's higher than what it has been in the past. And in the past, the district has been able to offset some of that money and not pass it on to families, but we can't do that anymore. So that's why there's the increase in the class fees. Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve items M through U?
Second.
Any discussion?
I would, on M, I'm assuming that's players raising that money, because it doesn't, it just basically says at a cost of $1,200 to $1,500, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for pointing out that no district money attached to that, all raised by the players in the program.
Same thing with O.
Yeah, that was.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Mr. Addis, is there anything that you would like to add?
I just want to mention the donation through the GoFundMe account. The board and central office administration was contacted by one of our students, and just like nationally and locally, there was a lot of reaction to Parkland. So we had some students who really reached out to other students about ways that they could impact our school district. And Kylie in particular took the lead on the GoFundMe account, contacted me a couple of weeks ago and said she feels like she's ready to donate the money. And they were able to come to central office, all three of them, and present a check, which the board is approving tonight. I just have a deep appreciation for kids who choose to take action and choose to get things done. It's a good precursor for these three, just in learning a lesson about what they can get done in life. And they set out to help their school district, and they achieved something. I think their goals were set pretty high in terms of what they were wanted to do. But I told them the $1,380 was deeply appreciated. And as we move on in our quest for additional safety items, we will use that money directly for that, and then I'll reach out to them. So I just had an appreciation for them. I also have my administrative team here. We haven't checked in for a long time, but if anyone has anything they want to add, now would be a great time. I think Amy had something.
Yeah, I received an email today from Ohio Department of Education. They are sponsoring a summer food service program, providing children with free and healthy meals. So it is actually funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and it's administered by ODE. There is a phone number that you call, and it will ensure that children ages 18 and under that need those meals can get a breakfast and a lunch. And children with disabilities or approved IEP programs or individualized plans can participate through age 21. The local area for that here is Arlington Christian Academy, and it's on South Arlington Street in Akron. And the contact there is Diane Swoop, S-W-O-O-P-E. And they have certain breakfast hours and they have certain lunch hours. So all you have to do is call the number and speak with her, and she can give information to those families that might need those breakfasts and lunches. And it is a Monday through Friday program. It is a free program.
Can we get that publicized on the district website?
Absolutely.
And Facebook page?
Mm-hmm.
We'll put it on both of those, and then I'm sending an email to every resident with that information as
Thank
well.
You.
Could you also get that to Brian Brown at Grace Church? Because we already have a summer food program that we're mm-hmm. doing for families that signed up.
The Panther Packs again?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
On the website already under food service.
Okay.
Anyone else have anything?
I can speak a little bit about, we start our technology professional development this week for staff. We have that going on all week. Great day today. Teachers learned a little bit about virtual field trips that kids can do online without actually needing to take them there. And using Google Forms, which is also free, to create quizzes to assess their students. So we had a great day with that.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Mrs. Hagenbusch?
Happy summer, Paul. I won't say too much. It's been 22 years of fun, so. I'm not dating myself, you know, I'm only 30. I started when I was really young. We'll talk. Congratulations, though.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes, there are a couple things. First, the Board of Education and the state, or the Department of Education, the Department of Education came up with a certificate of biliteracy, and we had our first recipient this year. Ms. Hannah Rowell is the first recipient of this district's biliteracy certification, and it's pretty exciting because that means that she is very fluent in two languages. I'm still trying to become fluent in one. The commencement committee did an amazing job again this year. I was very impressed, and I want to congratulate the seniors. Well, the graduates, recent graduates. I held a leadership clinic for the band kids at school today, and one of the things that I do is go through the progress of a person's attitude, the way a person looks at things. So at age 3, I believe in Santa Claus. At age 12, I don't believe in Santa Claus. At age 21, I am Santa Claus. That's the way we perceive through life. Whenever we realize that something isn't happening, we have to find a way to make it happen. And my friend Santa Claus over there continued to make it happen for many, many years, and I appreciate him very much.
Mr. Ames.
Now that I got to follow that. First of all, commencement was wonderful. It was fabulous. It's great to see all the accomplishments of the students. And, you know, like we've said before, that's what Norton Schools does. We produce adults, and we put out 94.
I think so.
Great yeah. Kids. I mean, some of the accomplishments I heard, the scholarships that we've heard about are just amazing. Made me feel old because half the degrees they're going for weren't even a thing. But it was great. It's great to see you. Congratulations to all of them. Good luck to all the graduates out there. I do want to mention the 5K that happened about a month ago. That was a fabulous event. I don't know if anybody took part in it, but just to see the community come out, it was a great, great event. Hopefully we can keep that going in the future and only make it grow. Kylie, Ellie, and Gage, again, Dan already spoke about them, but that's a great thing to see kids actually get out and take action for what they believe in. They had an issue, they found out how to do something they could actually do for it, and they did it, and congratulations to them. And lastly, Paul, thank you for everything. I think I was on a bus when you started here, so.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting me there and getting me home safe.
I'm on that white card away now.
It took this long to get the white card. The white card.
Mrs. Webble?
Graduation, to me, it is the highlight of being on the school board. To sit on the stage and watch those kids go across, it brings me to tears every year. It really does. And we have a little group starting now, Safety Towns this week. So if you go by the community center, you will see little kids riding around and starting off in the Norton schools. Something a little different. This weekend's our alumni banquet. We have 250 alumni coming to the high school. We're going to have the banquet there this year. And our oldest graduate is from 1940. That makes him 96. But these people have a love for the Norton school system, and they come there. I know so many of their names every year. They come and they really enjoy it. So they get to tour the high school this year, so they're very excited about that. And I did the 5K.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah, no.
Wait, don't clap.
No.
Because
if you
Mrs. Webble thought she was doing a 1 mile.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So when she came into the stadium, where's the marker for the 1 mile? I said, just keep moving.
Yeah.
Just keep moving.
If you do the 1K, if you do it next year, yeah, make sure. And I told him that was my complaint. We're walking, we're going down Shell Heart, we're going everywhere. I'm like,
but
this
you
has
did
to
it.
Be more than a mile. Yes.
You
but it was great. I was really excited about it. And I hope they continue it. It was a wonderful event. And then,
yes.
Paul, yes, we're going to see you around. And pretty soon here, you're going to start growing your beard for.
It's coming.
Yeah. But yeah, you've been a part of the school system. Yeah. I had just graduated when you started, so I wasn't on the bus. And he doesn't have a white card with my name on it, so.
Just your kids.
Yeah, just my kids. Yeah, just my kids. I hope not.
Mr. Yule.
I'm going to repeat what everybody said, and congratulations to the class of 2018. I'm going to mention Mr. Shaner a couple times. I, every year that that I've been a part of it. Your speech and how you connect with the kids is absolutely amazing, and very happy to have you in place. And your name's going to come up again, because I think what you did at the 5K and the challenge for the kids, I let you beat me this year, but next year I'll come back after you. After I seen 13 kids beat you or whatever it was.
But who's counting?
Yeah, 15. I figured I'd give you a little slack because you'd be a little heartbroken. But I can't thank you enough in today's world with you know, all the issues that are out there and how kids connect to administration. I just want to thank you for that, and hope that you can continue to do that as you have for many, many years, and appreciative of that. You guys that are here tonight, you know, I'm a graduate of Norton. You know, rode the bus. You know, never had AIDS, but our kids at the school that needed AIDS were very special to me. I kind of gravitated to them when they needed help, and I just want to thank you guys for what you do. And it's something that's important. It's important to a school. I realize that. I know everybody else up here does. And you know, thanks for coming and in a group, and hopefully we can work something out. So with that, have a great summer. Mr. Stone, I already said congratulations to you on the way in. I know we'll see you around, but try to take it down a couple miles per hour.
All right. I do want to bring up that the board is looking at additional safety issues for our district, things that we can do to improve safety in our buildings. It seems like, you know, these tragedies keep happening, and we are looking at it and hoping to make some changes within our budget. So with that, Mr. Stone King, I haven't known you as long as everybody else here, but it has been a pleasure every time. I've enjoyed talking with you, and I wish you the best in your retirement and everyone else on the list here. And I don't want to restate everything that's already been said, but best wishes also to all of the graduates. And it was a wonderful ceremony, and the run was fabulous. And again, Mr. Shaner, thank you for your help in that. So I hope you all have a safe summer, and thank you all for coming. With that, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Oh, sure.
Okay, were you going to put the levy back on the ballot in the future at any time?
Most likely it'll be back on in November. We have not voted on it yet. We haven't decided on what the mills will be or anything like that, but we have to have some additional discussion.
Some of the things I was hearing from, you know, the public and up in the air and everything was people didn't vote, whether they were registered or not, or couldn't make it to vote for whatever personal reasons. But a friend of mine had said years ago, when people came to, the families came to register their kids at school, whether it was kindergarten or preschool, they had a representative from the League of Women Voters or whatever to register. Are you registered to vote? Can we register you now? So I'm wondering if that should be something you might look into to make sure people in our community are registered to vote, and then the importance of voting, and maybe we'll have a better turnout of voters at the next vote.
We certainly could, and I'm glad that you bring that up. Just, you know, another idea, something else that we can do to help generate more support. Assuming that we go back on the ballot in November, we're going to need a lot of help. We'd love to have as many, you know, a lot more people helping us on it than what we do. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
No, thank you. All right. With that, can we have a
second?
Oh, did you second?
No,
oh.
I am now.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. We are adjourned.